Good morning. It's a takeaway. I'm Celeste Headley.
Well, it didn't take long. What I announced yesterday, you're a trained operatic soprano, right?
That's right.
And how long does it take to get opera stories on the show? But one day.
It took 20 hours.
Yeah. About that.
Which was a long time.
So what do you got here?
You know, there are complaints about opera. It's in Italian. It was written by some dead white guy in the 18th century.
There's English operas. I actually enjoy the opera.
I'm just saying that there's this myth out there about opera, and the Royal Opera House in London is trying to do something about that, flying in the face of the stereotype.
21st centuryizing opera is what you're saying?
That would be if you were inventing words, you would say that.
Yes.
So they are composing an opera completely from tweets.
From Twitter.
From Twitterers from around the world are sending in lyrics through Twitter to compose a new opera. And to tell us exactly how this works, we're joined by Alison Duthie. She's with the Royal Opera House. Good morning, Alison.
Hello, Celeste.
So how does this work? How are you collecting these tweets and turning them into a masterpiece?
Well, you've described it exactly there. We launched the Twitter Opera last week, and we have around 350 people involved at the moment, and it's building all the time because we're delighted there's been so much interest in it, actually. And essentially, people send 140 character tweets to us on the Twitter website. You can see those on twitter.com/YourOpera. And those are building a storyline, which we then have a professional team of directors and composers who are looking at that ongoing dialogue online and actually extracting the narrative from that to structure a short opera, a mini opera, which will be performed at the beginning of September.
So some of the music is original, but I understand that some of it is just based on melodies that we already know, like this one.
Nuts, I love nuts, they are the potion to unlock the secrets of nature, the secrets of nature. And allow the birds to talk to us, bang the bird drop from the sky. It's tiny.
That, of course, would be the Toreador melody from Bizet's Carmen. And are there a lot of those type of recognizable melodies in here?
Well, we're seeing how it goes. We're going to be working on it over the next month. And in fact, that was a lovely singer called Gary who just improvised yesterday in order to bring to life some of the words. But we will have original music. We have two composers working on it, Helen Porter and Mark Teitler. And they're going to be working over the next 3 to 4 weeks on actually realizing original music for it.
So, Alison, that was just a taste of what's possible.
It was a taste. Absolutely. We're not going to be kind of working at the level of Bizet for this. It's very much it's part of a bigger festival that we're doing, which is called Deloitte Ignite, and that runs at the beginning of September to launch the Royal Opera House season. And we ask artists to work in many ways, creating installations, and visual artists work with us, and we have events all over the building. And the Twitter Opera is one part of that. But we're just really pleased because what it does is kind of explores the interaction with our audiences, and it also looks at, I mean, exactly as Celeste said at the beginning of the article, that opera isn't a remote and elite art form. It's a genuinely living, exciting art form, and we really hope that this kind of light-hearted discussion and interaction with the art form will kind of break down some of the barriers that surround opera.
It's not so lighthearted. I mean, opera since the beginning has been this sort of multi-platform combination of media, and you know, going all back way back to the time even before Mozart. And I do love the sort of collaborative qualities of this, and I think it's a great way to think about collaborative music. But the one thing I'm not annoyed, but you know, Twitter's an American resource, right?
An American resource.
Well, I mean, we invented Twitter in America.
Ah, okay.
Right? Yeah.
Well,
shouldn't this be an American opera? I mean, shouldn't this be something more along the lines of what Celeste and I put together this morning? I wonder if you'll take a listen. This is from Ashton Kutcher's Last Night Twitter feed. Okay, his tweets are some of the most popular in the world. He's followed by 3 million people. Here's a text that's already pretty well followed. A lot of opera stories are very well known. What do you think of this, Alison?
What are your team names?
Game on.
Bring it, Jimbo. The loser has to admit defeat on Twitter. Stay tuned.
Warming up to play some skee ball with Jimmy Fallon. Thank you, Howard. Glad you enjoyed the flick.
Congrats on the baby, Sarah. Great job of putting this together.
If you missed Kelly Ripa and Ashton, here is the link.
Regis and Kelly, you are
the best.
So, Allison, I think this is fantastic. A pretty viable art form, don't you think?
I'm very impressed.
That again is last night's Ashton Kutcher's Twitter feed.
Yeah, a few minutes.
And, yeah, I thought the story really took
great
a turn
material.
At
really
Jimmy
had
Fallon.
Dramatic potential.
We'd be delighted if Ashton wanted to send a tweet and take part in Twitter the Opera. And it is sitting in a kind of worldwide, you know, formula in a sense, because we can take tweets from all over the world, which is what's so exciting about it.
Which, and, you know, speaking of taking tweets, just to go off on a tangent here, you can go to our website, the takeaway.org, and if you are a listener and you want to submit your tweets, John and I will record them as a new opera with just all you have to do.
Talk to my agent about
tweet,
that. Hold on.
Tweet them.
That sounds reasonable, but we're making some news here. Allison, you are at the Royal Opera House offering Ashton Kutcher to help you compose this opera.
Well, if he would like any, the twitter.com/EuroOpera site is open to everybody, and so far we're welcoming everybody to be part of that. So yes, of course. I mean, that's the point of the piece, is that essentially it's open for development through whatever sources, whatever kind of inspired input people want to contribute.
Well, that's fantastic. Once again, art in the interest of transatlantic harmony. I think that's fabulous.
That's right. Thanks so much, Allison.
It's also going to be played. We'll film it on the 5th and 6th of September, and it'll be on the Opera House website, a film of the final piece. So, of course, whoever contributes can actually see the final outcome of that, and we'll also try and credit everybody on our website. So that's our aim.
Okay, thanks. Allison Duthie is with the Royal Opera House. Thanks for coming on.
That was great.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.